Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. On this station, we have been following closely the exploits of Penny Melville Brown. Although blind, Penny had a vision of Baking Blind, a programme series which would bring together people from across the worldwide blind and partially sighted community with a love for baking. When we last caught up with Penny, she was very excited to be a finalist for the Holman Prize. Penny was recently a guest on In Touch, where she baked a tiramisu live in the studio, and now Penny joins me on the line to tell me how she did at the Holman Prize. How are you doing today, Penny?
I'm very good, Chris, and how's life with you?
Life for me is great, but let's not bury the lead, Penny. The Holman Prize for 2017 has been announced. How did you do?
I am one of three winners. There are two absolutely outstanding other winners, one of whom is going to kayak across the Bosphorus, and he's developing all sorts of accessible navigation aids. And the other one, Ojok from Uganda, he is going to develop bee farming and beekeeping for other visually impaired people across Uganda.
The Holman Prize is definitely not a prize that's awarded to lazy people, is it, Ben? Everyone who is a finalist or everyone who is finally selected as one of the winners of the Holman Prize, the ambitions of all of you are so incredible. And may I say on behalf of everyone here at the station, how excited and happy we are for you to have been announced as one of the winners, Penny. Now, of course, it is incredible, as well as the acclaim. The Holman Prize also awards winners with a $25,000 cash prize. What will you be using the prize to do with Baking Blind?
Well, part of the prize is that actually we have to put our money where our mouth is, and we had to put proposals in and ideas. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm off to San Francisco in September, and after a week there I'll be going down to Costa Rica to cook with a professional cook in a jungle environment. Good Lord knows what that is going to be like. Then I'm back to America for a week or two to cook with an old naval colleague at Virginia Beach, a short hop back to UK just to get the washing done, and then a week over in China to cook with some visually impaired people, down to Kiama in Australia, another week there, and then down to Melbourne in Australia for another week, and then finally over to Malawi in Africa. I'm going to go to be at Lilongwe, where I'm going to begin, again, cooking with some more visually impaired people. Well, finally, I'll be back to the UK, but that's only the very start of this year-long adventure, because I'll be doing lots more cooking with blind and sighted people, professional and home cooks, in the UK and particularly down here in Hampshire.
What an incredible plan you have ahead of you. Can I ask, Penny, was it yourself who put together this truly immense travel itinerary, or was it something that was jointly agreed between you and the people awarding the Holman Prize?
No, the plan to travel was my idea, but I didn't put together the itinerary. What I did is I emailed anyone and everyone I could think of and went on social media, and the key to my travels was going to be people on the ground who could help me organise the cooking opportunities across a week in their locations. And these happened to be the people who came back to me, so I just went with them.
Now, I would say to our listeners out there, Penny, you are no stranger to travel, and the Holman Prize is especially significant for you as you have a shared past with the namesake James Holman. You were in the British Royal Navy.
I was for well over 20 years, but I started losing my sight about 5 or more years before I left the Navy. And in my last years in the Navy, I was in uniform but using a white cane, which was a bit of a surprise to lots of people.
Do you think your experiences within the Royal Navy before you started losing your sight added to this ambition to take Baking Blind across the world?
I think I'm the sort of person who goes into the Royal Navy and then goes off and does travel around the world. I think being in the Navy helped hone my determination, ambition. But I think I was a pretty pushy person beforehand.
No, Penny, no one would ever say that about you. So, formerly of the British Royal Navy, now winner of the Holman Prize and the creator of Baking Blind, what is next for Penny Melville Brown?
Well, throughout the year that I'm doing my adventure, I'll be issuing blogs and videos every week. I'll also be creating a recipe book for the end of the year. I've got a couple of other books up my sleeve, and one I'm particularly keen to do is because I've spent years delivering self-employment programs for blind and other disabled people. I'd quite like to get all of that into a more public arena and perhaps pop it online so that anyone who wants to stop being on benefits and being bored and stuck at home can look at self-employment and see whether it's going to be an opportunity for them.
Just like with Baking Blind, Penny, it does seem that you have a real keen sense of bringing people together, creating a community, and teaching others from what you've learned yourself.
I try, and what I'd really love to do is to hear from your listeners, because they will have advice and know things that I've missed completely. And if anybody has a really foolproof recipe for Morello cherry jam, I'd love to hear from them.
You mean you don't have one of those up your sleeve along with all the other manuscripts?
Not yet.
Well, Penny, we definitely wish you all the best. And certainly within the next few weeks, we'd love to catch up with you again to find out your incredible story, which has led to Baking Blind. But in the meantime, if our listeners want to find out more about you, to get in touch, to give you that brilliant recipe, or indeed to find out more about Baking Blind, where can they go?
I think they should go to our website, which is www.bakingblind, which is all one word, .com.
Thank you again to Penny Melville Brown for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio. On behalf of us all here at the station, I wish you all the best for your travels.
Thanks, Chris. It's been a delight to talk to you and everyone else.
And to you, Penny. You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.